It's Welsh Cup time. It's the JD Welsh Cup. I'm joined in our usual Cardiff office, aka the Yard Pub in St Mary's Street, by Mark Jonah Jones. Live on the line, we couldn't afford to buy him a drink. Dean Jones with a Northern perspective, and we'll be hearing from managers and players as well. Let's get to the game that Jonah will be commentating on for Scotty on Friday. It is going to be Flint against Prestatyn. Let's hear from Neil Gibson from Prestatyn first.
We've played Flint twice this season and we've come out on top in the two league fictures, but they've been very, very, very close games that could have gone either way. You know, we've won both games by the single goal margin. So, cup game, anything can happen. There's a lot at stake with it being the quarterfinal of the Welsh Cup. It's a cup that we, you know, really, really enjoy playing in. It's a cup that we want to go as far as we possibly can in every season we get to enter it. And I'm sure Flint will be thinking the same. They'll want to extract some revenge on us for us beating them twice in the league. So we're fully aware that if we aren't at our very, very best on Friday, then, you know, we'll come unstuck. So it's about going back to the drawing board. It's about working on a game plan ready for Friday night's game, getting the players focused and switched on, and making sure that we give ourselves the best possible opportunity to overcome Flint on Friday night at their place and get ourselves potentially into the semi-final. But like I say, we're very much aware that Flint will be, you know, a wounded animal, really, and they'll be out to come and get us. And if we're not at our best, we'll come unstuck. So it's down to how quickly the lads get refocused again, ready for that big match.
And our man in the north, Dean Jones, as I said, without the pub luxuries, he's certainly got a view in it. What do you think is going to happen here, Dean?
Yeah, round two between Flint and Prestatyn this weekend after their sort of title decider last week, where Prestatyn edged them out. In terms of that, you'd have to say he's done and dusted now. I mean, I think Niall conceded after the game that they wouldn't be able to catch him, and that's fine. They've still had a very good season, progressed again, but they've just found one too good enough again. I mean, it was Airbus last year and it was Prestatyn this year. Hopefully next year there won't be as much of a standout team and they can make a push for promotion. But all credit to Prestatyn, they've dug deep again, picked up a positive result to probably secure promotion now, and full credit to them. I mean, high expectations at the start of the season, but it's all well and good bringing in big players and everyone raising their expectation levels, but you've got to deliver, and credit to manager Neil Gibson and the squad, they've done that. We'll give them a good confidence boost for this weekend as well, where they'll still have a cup ambitions. Be a different proposition there, they know that. I mean, they got a good result there the other week in the league. Went down to 10 men and won 3-2. So not sure what conditions are going to be like there on Friday night in front of the Scotty cameras. Might work in Niall's favour, really, that Flint have got to play him so soon. I mean, obviously they'll be a bit dejected by the fact that they couldn't get back in the title race, but put that to one side and focus on this now. And they've had a great cup run and beaten some good sides, obviously Colne Bay. And yeah, who's to say they can't beat them? I mean, both games between them have been very close this year. And I'd expect this one to be no different.
Well, Jonah's got the trip up north for that one, and you've already told me, Jonah, that's the exciting one.
I just think it's, the two teams who aren't in the JD Premier Cymru, and then we're going to have a Tier 2 team in the semi-final of the Cup, which, listen, it's just fantastic for these both sets of players, both managers. They're making waves again for their clubs. So, it's just a special game. And like you said, the winner will be in the last four of the Cup. Neil Gibson has obviously won it before once. Young Niall, you get a chance to get his team into the semi-finals. You know, it's just career-making maybe for young Niall. But what a game in prospect. Prestatyn unbeaten since the 23rd of November in all competitions. Prestatyn have played four Tier 2 sides away from home. Llanrwyadr, Bangor, Penryn Cork, Swansea Uni. So Flint have beat Four Crosses, Greenfield, Ballor and Colwyn Bay. Beaten Ballor, mind, in round three, Flint. That is absolutely, that's one of the big results of the competition so far. So it just sets up a close contest. I think, like I said, Prestatyn have won the two encounters this year. Was it 3-2 and 1-0? There was only a goal in that. Great cup tie, wrote all over it. And some of these players would have done it before, obviously the Prestatyn players. But maybe for some of the Flint players, a chance of getting in the semi-final will make them raise their game even further. It's a great game in prospect.
Home advantage will be not so bad for Flint. They'll love that. We have to give a weather warning. It's going to be a bit breezy and a bit rainy up there on Friday night. There's no reason not to turn up, but it will surely play in the mind of the two managers.
Well, I think it's par for the course at the moment, Mark. It is, and this is what cup competitions are all about. You begin most probably in sunshine and hard pitches in September. That's what the Welsh JD Welsh Cup's about. It's about the FA Cup's about European Cups. You go right through the season, and it's the champion gets made the cup winner at the end of the season. So whatever you play on, same for both teams. Excuses could be made sometimes, and they don't need to be made. Both teams are out there, and they both want to get to the semi-final. So you got to be prepared to play on anything and beat anybody on the day to get the semi-final.
Well, let's turn to a team that have certainly been raising the eyebrows over the past 7 days, because they're at the top of the JD Cymru Premier. It's Cardiff Met for Connors Quay Nomads. Before I get Jonas' thoughts, the thoughts of Andy Morrison.
We lost the semi-final last year to Cardiff Met, albeit on the day we were magnificent. But, you know, that can happen in cup football. So, you know, there'd be no complacency. You know, we've done our work. Our preparation will be perfect. And we'll go about it in exactly the same way we have done all season at home. And like I've said many times, you know, it's going to take a very, very good team to come to our place and beat us, because we're creating so many chances, we're scoring goals. We conceded now, and it must be 480 minutes, I think, since we conceded a goal. So we really are in a good place at the minute. You know, like I say, from, you know, the defeat away, we've gone on a very good run, 8-0. 3-0, 1-0, 4-0, 1-0, you know, so we're scoring goals, and it's not just the goals, it's the opportunities we're creating and the way we're playing and the intensity and the fitness levels and just all over the pitch. We're in a really good vein of form at the moment. You know, we've always had games that have been nip and tuck with Cardiff Met, but you know, more than not, we've always found a way to, you know, be on the right side of them close games. So we'll be ready for whatever comes on Saturday. And like I say, you know, the boys are flying. The problem I have now is picking a team, because you know, Danny Harrison and Jay will be back available this week. The boys that have come in while, you know, they've been out have been magnificent. And as I've always said to the players, you know, wait, be patient, wait for your opportunity to play. And when it comes, make sure you stay in the team. And you know, everybody's causing me a problem at the minute. Not just with the results in the games, also the training and the intensity and the focus in the players in every day that I'm seeing them. It's really pleasing.
And I know you're listening to this, Dean, up north. You are obviously delighted to see what seems to be competition in the league for Connors Quay Nomads, and that will probably be a big spur for the Nomads.
Yeah, Connors Quay will be going into this one with the tails up, putting it mildly after getting a vitally important win over TNS. Gives them a 4-point cushion at the top, and we're going to get a title race for once, which is a refreshing change, and one that's really good for the league. I mean, Andy Morrison's might have been knocking on the door for a number of years now before sort of eventually falling short in the sort of the final stages of the season, but I think they've got more metal about them this time around. I mean, they've seen it now, done it, know what to expect. I think the Europa League sort of journey they had to start the season did them an untold amount of good as well, to be honest with you. I mean, getting that big match experience, sort of beating a Scottish Premier League side, and just sort of building on that, really, and putting together a really, really fine season. And they'll still be hoping that they can sort of do the double as well, which would be a monumental achievement. I'm sure their focus will be on sort of wrestling the JD Cymru Premier title away from TNS. But Andy Morrison's sort of really renowned for being meticulous in his preparations with every game, and this one's going to be no different. I mean, he's seen a lot of Cardiff Met over the years. He knows what to expect with them. They're an improving side, but I mean, the form they're in at the moment, I mean, you'd be hard pushed, especially on home soil, to see anything other than a Nomads win, really.
So, Jonah, from a Met perspective, probably disappointed they finished in the lower six of the league. How do you think they're going to approach this?
Look, they still got a chance, obviously, of European silverware because they are the playoff king. They have the chance this year, by the way. Will it be, I suppose, it would be, Mark, wouldn't it? The first team ever to reach four playoff finals in a row if they do get there. And who would bet against them again? They had success last year. They got into Europe. But Christian knows, Andy Morrison knows. Andy's going for the league. Christian's going for playoff success. They both know this is the easiest route to Europe. They're two games away if they win this. So this is how vital it is to both clubs. Financially, gigantic. Career-wise, for two, you know, up-and-coming, you have to say up-and-coming managers. I'm getting good profile, the two of them. Massive game on Saturday. Nomads will be slight favourites after the top of the league, and they deserve to be favourites. But the Met are a special team on their one-offs. They like their one-offs in a way, the Met. And they went up there to the Nomads, I think, wasn't it, in one last year in the semi-final of the Nathaniel. So they'll be confident. Nomads have turned into a strong team at the moment. And listen, they got a treble on the horizon.
Well, let's stay up north. It'll be an interesting off-the-field situation for this game. Caernarfon playing Kevin Druids. Hughie Griffiths, once of Kevin Druids, now of Caernarfon. How do you think this one's going to go, Dean Jones?
Massive game for Caernarfon Town, this one. And especially their manager, Hugh Griffiths. He'll be wanting to get off the mark against his old club. I mean, it was never going to be easy for them once they got into the top six, given the amount of quality they've got there and the resources available to them compared to the others that are sort of operating in the higher echelons of the Welsh League. But that's to take nothing away from their accomplishment of getting there. Again, a testament to the work Sean Eardley did in the first portion of the season. Obviously, Hugh's come in now. He wants to carry on the momentum. I mean, even though they've been on a bit of a bad run, I mean, they can take a lot of heart from that game against Barrytown United last week. I mean, going a goal down there, their heads could have dropped, but they bounced back, sort of netted an equaliser straight away and could have even won it at the end. So, a lot to build on from there. I mean, Hugh will have the advantage of knowing exactly what to expect from that squad as well. I mean, he's brought in the majority of players there that are there at the moment. He knows their qualities. He knows how they can hurt you. And he'll probably know how they can counteract that as well. So, and there's going to be a big crowd at the Oval too. Obviously, they do love a cup game up there. So hopefully that'll steer them over the line. But that'll be a tight one. I mean, Druids are more than capable of hurting them, as they showed with their cup exploits in recent years. But it'd be massive if Caernarfon Town can sort of get to the semis and maybe possibly even the final if they get a good draw. Be great for the town, for Welsh football, sort of, and it'll make a real spectacle of the final should they get there.
Jonah, two sides you regularly see covering Scorio. Caernarfon, I've said, I've got to get into Europe somewhere. I think they're a club that, you know, are destined for Europe, but we have to remember, you know, in the Huey era, and certainly something that Kevin Druids will still fancy themselves, sort of taking on Cardiff Met for the playoffs, but certainly, why not Europe through the cup?
Right, you're absolutely right. Why not Europe through the cup? It's, like I said, it's the easiest route. And Prestatyn and Flint apart, maybe at home, these two teams would have settled for this draw. I think both managers would have settled for this draw. I don't think Hughie would have settled for it when he was manager of Kevin Drew today, but now he'll settle for it now. And yes, this is a 50-50 call. There's only two places between them in the league. They're both, you know, been on patchy form maybe of late the last couple of weeks, but this is where to get your form right. Caernarfon did it in the last round. You know, they were emphatic winners down at Ammanford, and they played well on the evening. I'm sure they'll want to perform again this Saturday. And the Druids, look, they got great experience. They've been there, they've been into Europe, so every one of these players, it was only 3 years ago when they were there, so they'll know what it means to get there. And for Hughie and Sean Eardley to take Caernarfon to Europe, history making it. So this is one hell of a humdinger, which is a tough one to call. Maybe just home advantage might see the Covies over the line.
I've talked about that reappearance of Hughie Griffiths with against the Kevin Druid side. Are we overhyping that, or will there be anything in that?
Look, I suppose there always is something in it, but I think Hughie finished on decent terms with his players. So it's not as if there's any players' vendettas against. Look, it's just that's the way football goes sometimes. And so I think we can put that one to bed a little bit. But look, he's in charge of Carnarvon against Kevin Druid, so for him it's going to be a massive, massive encounter. And they haven't had they had a good point last week, by the way. I think that's key. They had a good point down at Barry, and I think they would have settled for that in their build up to this game. But look, you're in the quarter final of the JD Welsh Cup. Again, as we reiterated earlier, you're two games away from Europe. If you win, you're on home turf. You know, the cards are in your favour, and for Carnarvon, you would expect to get over the line.
We must say, before we move on to the final game, a big thanks to all of the volunteers who rushed to Carnarvon Town's aid after they were vandalised not once but twice this week. Broke in on two separate occasions, did some significant damage, I think, the second time round. But the Covey Army have rallied round, helped clear it up. I can't even begin to get into the mentality, Jonah, of somebody who would do that and break in and cause such damage to a place.
Well, it's like your Barry Towns, it's like your Carnarvons, right? They're big towns in big clubs in their towns, and they're lovely places to go, lovely places for the community. So just goes against the grain, crazy really. But listen, it'll take more than that to break down clubs as good as them.
Indeed it will. So, last but not least, TNS partially under the spotlight last week after losing to Connors Quay Nomads, facing a familiar foe in Newtown, Jonah. We know that Newtown beat them in the league. Cup competitions are completely different though, aren't they?
They are completely different, but they're one-offs. Chris Hughes has made one JD Welsh Cup final with Newtown against TNS, so perhaps you'll see this as a chance to, you know, get a bit of revenge after the final wasn't a great final, and he can spur his players on in this game now to try and get revenge in that way. But look, Newtown, as we said all along for the last 2-3 years, Chris Hughes sometimes waves our little managerial magic wand and turns up with a little surprise result. And I wouldn't expect it, because TNS will be wounded after last week and their defeat. They're second in the league, so Welsh Cup will be absolutely, definitely on their list of wanting to win, for sure, to just make sure you're in Europe straight away. But Hughes and his team are always willing and seem one of the few teams who can upset TNS, so could be an exciting encounter. Honestly, I expect TNS to roar back and make the semi-finals and, you know, want to get to the final. But Chris Hughes has made his Newtown team a team you cannot count out over, you know, over one game, big games. So it could go either way.
A lot made in the past 7 days, Jonah, about the response from TNS after they lost to Connors Quay Nomads. And also, I know Scott Rusko apologised to Nigel Aykroyd and the team at Baller on Twitter the other day for his emotions after the Baller game. Some people at Connors Quay have said that the post-match interview that Scott Rusko did was not right and not fair towards Connors Quay. It was quite emotional. Are TNS rattled? Does this look like a team that are rattled at the moment?
Look, I just think they're serial winners, and they've won for eight championships in a row. They've won cups in a row, and maybe there's a bit of pressure on, and you've just got to learn how to deal with pressure when the pressure's on, haven't you? And look, no manager will ever be unruffled at some time. You know, it's a pressurised job. I was there, you know, I've done it for years and years, and there was, you know, many a time that I might have said something I didn't want to say. So look, you just got to put it to bed. Andy Morrison will not even, you won't even worry about that now. Rusko should not have to worry about it now leading up to the game. It's history, it's last week, and they just got to get on with looking after their teams, and their job is to bring trophies to their clubs, and that's what they look like doing. Connors Quay are in with a chance of a treble. TNS are still in with a chance of a double, so they just got to get on with their jobs.
Well, we'll find out how it goes this weekend. Next week we are back with the full set, North, South and Premier, and we'll look back at a bit of the Welsh Cup.